All right, we are now joined by Kyle Busch, our third place driver today, driver of the number 18 Interstate Batteries Toyota. Kyle, why don't you just take us through the run there quickly while we wait for some questions to queue up from the media?
I don't know really. Man, we just fought loose, fought tight. There was never really a balance. One run, I guess I felt like we were our best was when we took tires under green flag conditions there in the, I believe it was the second stage, not the last stage, the second stage. And so that was the best we were, and we made up some ground there. And I felt like we were kind of, I guess they said I was catching the leaders. I couldn't see them. They were so far out, but we were third and kind of running them down a little bit better than them in the long run. And then we came in and made a slight tweak to it for the next run. And we kept up with Martin there for a little bit, and then it just started to fade. And we were really, really loose and couldn't keep it where I needed it. And then we came down for tires there for the final run. Under green flag conditions and did a small minor adjustment and went plowing tight. So we were really all over the place with balance being very finicky and just not quite ever able to get it to where I needed it.
All right, we're going to go to questions. A reminder to media, go to the participants tab and raise your hand, and we'll start with Jeff Block.
Yeah, Kyle, I mean, where do you feel like things stand with your team right now? Is it still possible that, you know, you guys could find some speed and make a run at this thing, or are you just kind of hanging on and try to find something? Where do you see you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as far as tomorrow goes, you know, just the opportunity to work on our car a little bit, make it a little bit better. And, you know, obviously the front two guys being JGR cars, we kind of have a good sense of what they were going with today and what they did. And like I said, I felt like we had speed one run we were gaining on those guys, and just fine little tiny tweaks here or there just seem to be setting us off. So it's just kind of crazy how that was for us today.
But I mean, like in terms of the season as a whole, like, you know, the playoff picture and things like that.
Hopefully we're still to the good side, and we'll focus on making it in and going after it when we can. We'll do what we got to do when those races and, you know, those part of the playoffs start.
Next, we're going to go to Bob Pockris.
Al, you talked about getting your car better for tomorrow. Is there more potential or less potential to get a car better for a track like Dover compared to the doubleheaders you've had at Michigan and Pocono?
Yeah, good question. I think, again, when you're a third-place car, you got to be smart about it. You don't want to screw it up and take it to a seventh or eighth-place car. So there's a lot of simulation to do, and my feedback and the other two drivers' feedback as well too is to lean on them and to figure out what all they might be doing and what they might be going with for tomorrow for changes. You know, the track is going to be different tomorrow for sure, and so we've kind of got to counter react some of that stuff to get ourselves to where we need to be faster to beat those guys.
And I assume the change on the passenger side window was welcome.
Yeah, to me, it felt way different. I mean, it was only 82 today, not 98 and 99% humidity like last week. So hard to give a real good compare to the road course there. But when you're under yellow and you're at slower speeds, there's definitely some cooling off aspect rather than being in an oven and still baking.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Jordan Bianchi with The Athletic.
Kyle, this is an unusual position for you heading into the playoffs this year. What's your mindset? What are your expectations?
I have no expectations. Just take every event as it comes to us, every opportunity that comes to us, and try to do what we can do. You know, there's really no expectations. It's just a matter of being really, really far behind. You know, we're going to start every single one of these playoff scenarios behind the eight ball. Basically on the outside looking in. So we're going to have to do everything right. And in a perfect world, you win races in each of those rounds to push you all the way through to the final round, and you'd be good at Phoenix. You know, that's kind of the name of the game. So if we can Tony Stewart it, hopefully that'll be what we can do.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Zach Sterniolo.
Kyle, with just two races left in the regular season here, I mean, how important is a run like today's where you're able to finish third, especially given how frustrating the summer has been?
It's just all right. I mean, You know, we've had seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths. Earlier this year, we've had plenty of top fives, plenty of top tens, none of them being wins. So that's kind of where the frustration sets in, is just not getting the wins and seeing your teammates, even though they're good, they're fast, they've got it all under control right now. You want to be one of those teammates that's also winning races. So, you know, we're just kind of missing the boat on that, unfortunately. But, you know, again, just try to focus on what we can right now and make sure that, you know, we do the right things here in these next few races and get ourselves into the playoffs to start with, and then we'll focus on what the playoffs are after that.
Are you seeing any light at the end of the tunnel as far as that speed goes? And are you guys getting – do you feel like you're getting any closer at this point?
I mean, today I would say no, not really. You know, that's about all the speed we've had all year. I don't know how many seconds I lost in that final run to the 11, but he ran me down and passed me and drove on and passed the 19 to win the race. So those guys are flying. They're fast. And that's where the speed's at, is just trying to figure out what they're doing, what they got going on, and their setups are good. The car drives good. So it's a matter of just making sure that, you know, we can kind of find some of that stuff. The 18 had it, right? And the 11 was kind of missing it. And now the 11 has it and the 18's kind of missing it. So maybe Joe's playing favorites with the 11 right now. Just kidding.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Andrew Curlin next.
Hey, Kyle, I heard that with the end of this race today, NASCAR is officially back on its original schedule and that they're going to get the full season in. I guess just what are your thoughts on NASCAR being one of the only sports in this pandemic to get a full season in despite missing 8 weeks?
Well, it's really, really good. It's great, actually, for all the teams and for all the ownership stake that that these guys are under, and the pressure of trying to meet sponsor demands and things like that. I know there's a lot of things that are coming down the pipeline, you know, for I guess just the economics of it all. And, you know, there's a lot to look at, and Joe Gibbs is doing a great job of working all of his sponsors, and myself included, with M&M's and Interstate and Toyota and Ream and Sport Clips. But fact of the matter is they're not all here enjoying the races as much as we are and being able to wine and dine and have their customers and whatnot here. So, you know, that's a bit unnerving, but also it's great to have the fact that we're able to get on TV and have the revenue of that to keep ourselves going, and to have the paychecks for all the employees to keep them employed back at the shops and making sure that we can finish out this season and get on in the next season, hopefully with, you know, normal conditions.
Thank you, Kyle.
And it looks like we have a final question from Darrell Kinsey Jr.
Kyle, Darrell Kinsey Jr., WBGR. With the field inversion for tomorrow, do you expect you guys have to make a few aggressive changes for the pit strategy to try and get the track position back, seeing how important where you ran on the track was today?
Not really. I mean, we started 22nd, I believe, today. So it just is a work in progress, man. It just takes time to get yourself all the way up there. You know, we drove to third and stalled out at third, I guess second. Stalled out at second there to begin the third stage, and that was all we had. We ended up third. So, you know, we did it today. Hopefully we can do it again tomorrow. I'm sure those other Gibbs cars that I'm around are going to be fast too, and, you know, we'll hopefully be having a train to the front.
All right, congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle, well, thanks for joining us, and good luck tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks.